Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Back in 1978, California voters overwhelmingly approved Proposition 13, a landmark measure that limited how much property taxes could increase each year and required voter approval for new local taxes. For nearly five decades, Prop 13 has been considered the cornerstone of taxpayer protection in California, shaping everything from home ownership to local government budgets. But today, supporters say a series of court rulings have chipped away at those original protections, allowing certain tax increases that voters never intended. In response, a new proposal, the Local Taxpayer Protection Act to Save Proposition 13, aims to restore and reinforce those limits. On the line to explain what's at stake is Susan Shelley, editorial writer and columnist for the Southern California News Group, president of Valley Vote, and vice president of communications for the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, the organization that has championed Prop 13 since it began. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Pepper. It's great to be with you.
Let's start with the basics, Susan. For those who may not remember the history, what exactly does Proposition 13 do, and why was it such a big deal when voters approved it back in 1978?
Well, it used to be the case that you were taxed on the market value of your property at a tax rate that averaged 2.67%. So every year, they would reassess your house or whatever property you owned in California, they would reassess it at current market value and then multiply that by 2.67% on average, and that would be your annual tax bill. Well, as inflation was driving the prices up, people were literally being taxed right out of their property. And the legislature didn't do anything about it because they were getting all this money in. It was this giant surplus for government, and they were enjoying it. So year after year, as people were getting crushed by these tax bills, they were just opening champagne bottles in Sacramento and doing nothing. So Howard Jarvis put something on the ballot, his signatures, which became Proposition 13. And what this did was say, as long as you owned your property, your taxable value could go up no more than 2% a year, no matter what the market did. The increase was capped at 2% a year and cut the tax rate to 1% from the statewide average of 2.67%. By the way, we have a guessing game calculator on the Howard Jarvis website at guessinggame.org, where you can put in the value of your property and see what your taxes would have been if Prop 13 had never passed. It's a scary thing. So what Howard Jarvis did, in addition to that, is he cut, he made it harder to raise other taxes. And that's what's under attack right now, these provisions that make it harder to raise other taxes.
You've said Proposition 13 is under attack. What's happening right now that's putting those original taxpayer protections at risk?
There was a court decision in 2017 that opened a loophole through some comments that the court made. Not really a decision, but just some comments. It opened the possibility that certain local special taxes, which require a two-thirds vote of the local electorate under Prop 13, did not have to meet the two-thirds threshold. And this loophole was, if it's a citizens' initiative tax increase, then it only needs a simple majority. And the appellate courts have run with this, and the loophole is getting wider and wider for more and more taxes to go on the ballot through a citizens' initiative that raises taxes and doesn't have to meet the two-thirds threshold in Prop 13. Now, who are the citizens who are doing this? Obviously, regular people who pay these taxes are not standing in front of a supermarket collecting signatures to raise their own taxes. It's a bunch of special interest groups. They write their own tax increase. They direct the money to their own interest group, and then they pay to have the signatures collected. They put it on the ballot. It passes without having to meet the two-thirds requirement, and your taxes go up. And that's the loophole we're trying to close.
Over the years, we've seen politicians and even some court rulings try to reinterpret or chip away at Prop 13. Why do you think there's been so much pressure to change it?
Well, this has really been going on since 1978. This is an ongoing war over whether it will or will not be easier to raise your taxes. Prop 13 made it harder to raise your taxes. There have been court decisions ever since the early 1980s that have sought to redefine the word. For instance, Prop 13 said all other taxes besides property taxes at the local level need a two-thirds vote. And Howard Jarvis called those special taxes. Well, the courts decided, I think in 1982, that special meant devoted to a particular purpose. And general taxes didn't have to meet that two-thirds. They could meet it with a simple majority. So 50% plus one vote instead of 66.67%. And that has been ongoing back and forth, negotiations, ballot measures, court decisions, ballot measures, loopholes, closing the loopholes. This has been going on for 46 years. And this is the latest battle that we're in right now, where this new loophole that if it's a citizens' initiative tax increase, the Constitution doesn't apply, we have to close that. And in addition, there was another loophole for transfer taxes. Howard Jarvis said that there can't be any real estate transfer taxes, which are like sales taxes when you sell your property, sales taxes on the price of your real estate. And Howard Jarvis prohibited those in Prop 13. Well, the courts created a loophole in the 1990s. They said some cities, it's fine if they have a charter, their own constitution, it's okay if it's for a general purpose. And now there are a lot of cities in California, probably two dozen, that have these transfer taxes. So we're getting rid of those. That's another loophole we have to close.
If these challenges continue, what could that mean for homeowners and local taxpayers across California?
Well, it means that you have no taxpayer protections at all. It means that the courts are going to erase your constitutional rights and that anybody who wants to raise your taxes can write their own initiative raising taxes and the Constitution won't apply to it. They could actually erase Prop 13 itself. They could erase the right to vote on taxes. They could pass a local initiative and say, well, it doesn't need a vote at all because it's so important. And they could put that on the ballot and they could get a simple majority. And sometimes, you know, these elections are close at the local level. And who knows what goes on in some of our elections. And the next thing you know, you have no constitutional rights at all. So we have to be very clear in the Constitution that no matter how these taxes get on the ballot, they need a two-thirds vote. And real estate transfer taxes are prohibited. And so we are saving all of Prop 13 to make sure that taxes do not go up in California unless voters are consulted.
I'm speaking with Susan Shelley, Vice President of Communications for the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Let's talk about this new proposal, the Local Taxpayer Protection Act to save Proposition 13. What would this initiative actually do, and how would it close the loopholes that have opened up over time?
Well, it says very simply what the Constitution already says, which is that a tax for a special purpose at the local level has to go on the ballot and get a two-thirds vote. No matter how it gets on the ballot, it needs a two-thirds vote. And it bans these real estate transfer taxes. Everything above 0.11%, which is a documentary transfer tax that was allowed in law before Prop 13. So that stays. 0.11% is the cap. Anything over that is sunsetted 2 years later. So that's Measure ULA in Los Angeles, which is as much as 5.5% of the value of the real estate when it's sold. And there are taxes in Oakland and Berkeley and Culver City and Santa Monica and all over the state, there are these real estate transfer taxes. They would all sunset in 2 years.
For people who want to get involved, what can they do to support this effort or learn more about protecting Prop 13?
It's so easy. You just go to saveprop13.com, saveprop13.com, the number 13, and you print the petition. It's a one-page, 8.5 by 11 petition. You print it at home, and you fill it out, you sign it, you're done. You just put it in the mail to the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. We need about 1 million people to do that between now and the middle of February, and we will be able to get this on the November 2026 ballot and close these loopholes.
And as we start to wrap up, how does the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association work to keep housing costs manageable and ensure California homeowners aren't taxed out of their homes?
The Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association is a member-supported nonprofit organization that fights for taxpayers in the legislature, in the courts, and on the ballot. And essentially, we have a legal department that goes to court and challenges local governments that are passing illegal taxes or collecting illegal fees. And we challenge that. We're in the legislature lobbying for taxpayers, fighting against some of these terrible proposals that hurt taxpayers that are coming to us from elected lawmakers. We fight against those. We fight to let everybody know what's happening so that they can call their representatives. And then we're on the ballot. We're fighting to put this on the ballot at saveprop13.com to make sure that Proposition 13 is protected and it doesn't get easier to raise your taxes.
And any last thoughts for us?
Well, everyone can become a member of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association by going to hjta.org and clicking join. It's only $15 a year and strengthens your voice in California.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've been speaking with Susan Shelley, editorial writer and columnist for the Southern California News Group, president of Valley Vote, and vice president of communications for the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Thank you so much for talking with us today, and thank you for working to help save Prop 13.
Thank you, Pepper. Great to be with you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at uhc.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.